Susan Saunders in studio with two outstanding artisans, musicians extraordinaire, who are color coordinated in purple today because apparently it's purple day. I'm sorry, I missed that on Twitter that all good musicians will wear purple on Tuesdays. I thought we wore pink on Wednesdays. I didn't know purple on Tuesdays.
We'll be back in our pink on tomorrow if you like.
Thank you very much. Alistair Willis, who is our fabulous friendly conductor from the Illinois Symphony Orchestra, and you've brought a friend from Illinois State University, director of the choral activities, Carol Carlson. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you very much.
Your spectacles also match the scarf. In radio, I have to declare that so everybody knows how awesome you are and how much I want to be you.
Thank
you. Because I honestly think your glasses and my glasses are the same brand. We're going to have to swap a little bit later. Okay. But let's get back on track. Sometimes I do that. Illinois Symphony Orchestra with a symphony of gratitude with holiday concerts. So, Alistair, we're talking more than one concert this Friday night?
Well, we have a concert here in Bloomington on Friday, and then we do the same concert in Springfield on Saturday. So, two concerts.
Now, the Holiday Pops is the theme for Friday's concert. What do you have on the schedule to play for us? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, a little Jingle Bells?
Jingle Bells, not Rudolph this time, but it's traditionally our most popular concert. It's for the whole family. What a better way to, I can't think of a better way to get into the mood for the holidays, to come and hear the Illinois Symphony Orchestra, hear Carol Carlson's choir and other musical guests from the community. And it's a program of holiday favorites. It's kind of unique because I don't know of any other orchestra in the country that has a program that combines Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, and holiday Christmas music.
How do we do that? What?
Well, the program's before Thanksgiving, right?
Right, but I mean, do we have some Hanukkah carols or classics that are going to be included in the show?
We've got about three Hanukkah pieces at the end of our first half.
Oh, wonderful.
And just gorgeous music. One of them I've got a great connection with, by Stephen Schwartz, as in Into the Woods, the Broadway composer, you know, the Stephen Schwartz. I did a piece of his called We Are Lights many years ago. But it was arranged for a tiny ensemble, including electric bass and I love the electric bass, but a guitar as well. Not instruments you wouldn't really find in an orchestra. And like one oboe and one flute. And everyone else is sitting around getting bored during the piece. But it was lovely. It was wonderful. Everyone loved it. And I wanted to do again some orchestras that I've said kind of note, because we want to use the whole orchestra. So this time I got in touch with him and I said, well, any chance you're ever going to do a full orchestra arrangement of it? And he goes, sure. I'll do one for you.
Seriously.
So we've got the world premiere of, not of the music, but of this orchestration for full orchestra. And he's going to get a lot more mileage out of this. Not that he needs more mileage out of any of his music, but
his
this is a premiere.
From Into the Woods, Giants in the Sky is one of my top five favorite songs of all time.
Me too.
That's an amazing announcement. Yeah. So our tickets, I have to ask, because this is Tuesday before the season begins of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra, or did I miss a show? I didn't miss a show.
Yeah, we opened our season back at the beginning of October.
Crap, I'm sorry. That's the month of Halloween, where all things include pumpkins and candy, and I've lost my mind. So second show for the Illinois Symphony Worship. But our tickets already all sold out, because I went to your season finale last year, and wow, there wasn't a seat left, and it was brilliant. So I'm assuming more and more people are learning about the Symphony Orchestra every day, and it could be hard to get a ticket for Friday night.
They sure are. We're selling well, but I believe there are still tickets left, so hurry up and get your tickets.
All right, it's not a holiday concert without some choral activity, so I'm always thrilled when you put some vocalists on stage. Who are you going to put on stage on Friday night, Carol? Because you have a lot of people to choose from through Illinois State.
Luckily so, I sure do, and they're all pretty great. This offering will be with the concert choir, and we've done this collaboration, what was it, 2 years ago?
A couple years ago.
And it was really successful, but we have our own holiday extravaganzas at ISU, so we try to space it out a little bit. But the concert choir will be singing, and they just sound glorious. It's really great. And we love that piece, by the way, that We Are Lights. I'd like to borrow that sometime, but it's really, really great.
What are some of the pieces that the choir will be joining in on?
Well, in the first half, we'll be doing some of the things that are more geared towards Thanksgiving. So we're doing some Aaron Copland, which are just really wonderful arrangements of some of his folk songs. And then we have, then in the second half, we have O Holy Night. Oh, that's the closer, right?
That's the closer, yeah.
Right. And we have a couple of sing-along kind of things.
Yeah. We're going to be singing along. Alistair
you
likes to direct
along.
Us singing along in
yes,
the audience. I have learned
you better
from his
come prepared,
directing style.
Susan, because we'll be asking for solos from the audience. just kidding, just kidding.
I was just wondering if we were going to be passing out maybe jingle bells into the audience. Because
you want jingle bells? We'll get them for you.
Thank you. I'd like to jingle all the way from the audience.
That could be noisy, but it'd be really fun.
That would be so much fun.
Yeah, good idea.
People in the odd-numbered seats, reach underneath and you'll find
right.
a bell. And if you have no rhythm, pass it to the person on your left.
Right.
How would that work out?
That'd be brilliant. I like that.
I did find out from the press release from Beth Wakefield with the Illinois Symphony Orchestra. Now I understand why the press release said holiday concerts. There are a couple of free concerts in the upcoming weeks that we should mention, including today. The Illinois Symphony Orchestra Harp Trio is going to be at the historic Edwards Place at the Springfield Art Association. Now, this is in Springfield, but we've got listeners all over. Mm-hmm. On Thursday, the Illinois Symphony Orchestra String Quartet is going to be at our very own Westminster Village on Lincoln Street here in Bloomington, mm-hmm. which is a retirement community. And that is, by the way, underwritten by the Town of Normal Harmon Arts Grant. So that's very lucky to see. But the ISO Harp Trio that I mentioned going to be in Springfield today, also going to be on Thursday in Springfield at Denny Jewelers, and a variety of other opportunities to get to see some of the smaller groups. Now, Alistair, I don't know if you would know this part of the business side, but people are constantly saying, where do I find a harpist when it comes to maybe a wedding or a special occasion? Or I'd love to have a trio for my holiday event. Carol, I'm sure you get these calls for vocalists all the time.
All the time.
I know sometimes you can actually arrange for music mm-hmm. that you know to take some side work, but realistically, how far in advance, Carol, would you like that call if somebody's looking? Because it's usually a last-minute call, but realistically, more than a month?
More than a month, yeah. I mean, and they're all wonderful events that people would, or they may just have planned it spontaneously, but in general, because the students, at least, are so busy with what they already have to do, mm-hmm. and, oh, by the way, they have to go to school, they really need a lot more time to schedule it in. So I usually try to just say thank you and call again because, you know, sometimes it might work. But
What about for any of the members of the orchestra, Alistair? Because I know you're bouncing around and performing all over the planet. And I understand you just recently did some work in the Northwest, your homeland, mm-hmm. With the ballet, mm-hmm. which is amazing. But when it's just in general, if people are like, I need a classical musician, can they call the orchestra and get some help?
Absolutely. If I needed a string trio, I would call Victoria Moore, the general manager of the Illinois Symphony Orchestra, who has contacts with pretty much every musician there is in a 300-mile radius, is my guess, and she'll be able to help me out. But
what's the going rate for rent-a-conductor? Because I just want you to come to my house and conduct.
Rent-a-conductor?
Yes, to entertain my
about $3 million an hour.
Is that what you charge, too?
Great. Okay,
is that
good.
Union costs? You know?
Union? No, we don't have you. We are our own unions.
Okay. We are
going to have to cut
union.
That back
the
down.
The purple union.
And then, Carol, how long before you can convince Alistair to sing at some point in time in, if not an Illinois Symphony Orchestra concert, but maybe one of your events?
Not very long at all. In fact, we'll be singing for each other, and so he'll join us for some of the ones that we're doing. And
seriously, I was just asking to be a smartass.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Real.
It's
because I knew he was hiding.
We generally have a lot of collaboration that people don't know about for singing and conducting. So
for this Friday show?
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, how long before we can get him to dance? Will he dance on Friday?
Well, I did a handstand last year. I mean, what more do you want now?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
I just want it all. I want to see the full reproduction of a certain Broadway show that you did in London, but I'm never allowed to talk about that on the air,
That's
so we just have
quite
to leave that alone.
But speaking of dance, you know, if you want to get me to dance, then perhaps you might want to talk with some of our other guests. We're collaborating with the Twin Cities School of Dance here in Bloomington. They're going to be performing some pieces for us, Copeland's Hoedown and also Nutcracker, the Waltz of the Flowers, so we're excited to have them on stage with us during the concert.
Okay, I have apparently lost track of how many different things. Are we going to also have live reindeer on the show?
Close. We're going to have a live youth orchestra I'm just kidding. No, last night I rehearsed with the Bloomington Normal Youth Orchestra. We're going to play Farandol and the Skater's Waltz, and they were fantastic. We had a great time last night.
And they're part of Friday's show, too.
They're part of Friday's side, too. They're part of Friday's show, too. That was hard to say. One of the most exciting things when I was a young instrumentalist was to play side by side with a professional orchestra. It's life-changing. We offer that to the Bloomington Normal Youth Orchestra and also the Sangamon Valley Youth Orchestra down in Springfield on Saturday.
My heart is so warm hearing that, because as a young French horn player, when you have that opportunity, I had it once, it changes your whole perspective as being a professional artisan and having that opportunity to talk to somebody who actually pulled it off. When your parents are saying, don't you want a backup career? Wouldn't you like to go to college and maybe minor in music and study something else? Carol, I throw that question back to you since you're in the university and dealing with so many students who maybe want to pursue a professional career in music. When they're having to convince their parents of their dreams, how do you guide them? Is there a special piece of advice you pass on?
Well, I just like to make sure they understand what the conditions are and that it's a realistic situation and that they have the affinity and passion for what they do. And I just try to say, particularly when they come to audition, we get to know them and ask them about what it is they're intending to do, and then just to make sure that they know, you know, any job or any path is going to be challenging these days. People don't have to make a, you know, lifelong decision anymore. They're going to stay in one career, but just to make sure that they have an idea about what it's going to take and that they just really need to love it.
Are you seeing a good-sized, fresh crop of students coming through every year that are saying, yes, I will be a musician or a vocalist professionally? This is what I'm setting out to do.
Yep, they really are engaged and really intending on pursuing what their passion is. It's really great.
Now, Alistair, I know you travel all over and meet musicians on every different continent. We're not in the position of a shortage anytime soon, are we?
Not at all, no.
Any specific instrumentation that might be down on the list that we could encourage people to take a shot at? Do we need more oboe players in the world?
Yes.
Is there
more tenors?
I was always told there was a shortage of oboe.
You don't need any more tenors.
I love tenors, though. Excuse me, tenors. I love tenors, and even at our school, I would make a plug for bassoon players, even though I am a bassoonist.
It's all about the double reed. Everybody wants to go single reed.
I know.
The moment you go double reed, they're confused.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Is that it?
Twice as expensive.
It's those reeds are too much air or something. I don't know.
I don't get it. I think the bassoon is one of the most beautifully sorrowful instruments.
I love playing bassoon.
But that and a cello. Yeah. It can live all on their own and tell the whole story. Mm. So thank you so much for coming in today. You know, I love to talk music. Come back and do it again, Carol. I know it's your
course.
First time. Alistair, if he doesn't come back, I send out a posse and then they bring him on a horse and carriage.
As
and
it should be.
With flaming torches.
Anytime. Love being here with you, Susan.
I adore it. Illinois Symphony Orchestra, again, the big, apparently bigger than I even expected, holiday pop show, is this Friday with the orchestra, with the youth performance of the youth orchestra, with Twin City Ballet, and the tickets are available through Illinois Symphony's website, ilsymphony.org. You can call the box office, 434-2777, and when you fall in love with the show on Friday night, know that you can certainly see it again in Springfield at Sangamon Auditorium on Saturday, and we love to support the arts here on WJBC. Thank you, and happy holidays.